The publisher of the Los Angeles Times was forced to resign today, a month after defying his bosses at the Tribune Company. Jeffrey Johnson rejected their latest demand for budget cuts, saying it would hurt the paper's ability to serve and attract readers. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us now. David, what is going on here?
Well, the Los Angeles Times is an incredibly important paper. It's one of just a few that really covers the nation, the world, serves as a watchdog both in Southern California, but also for the federal government. And what's happening here is that it's a successful and highly profitable paper, but it's not profitable enough for its corporate owners at the Tribune Company. The purchase of the LA Times and a bunch of its sister papers about 6 years ago by Tribune really has ended up dragging down its stock value, and Tribune is scrambling to appease investors. It's promised a lot of profits to investors years over year, had trouble delivering. And in addition, Wall Street is very nervous about what kind of threat the internet is posing to the Tribune Company and other newspaper companies.
Well, as you say, large paper, successful paper, string of big awards. What does this tell us about the newspaper business?
Well, this is exactly a part of a much larger fight and question over whether publicly traded newspaper companies like the Tribune Company can serve its investors, the people who buy its shares, and serve the public. After all, you know, newspapers are enshrined in a sense in the First Amendment. It's thought to be very much part of the fabric of our democracy and our society. Tribune Company says it's possible, and it's possible on a much smaller budget. This also happened over, if you think about the Knight Ridder newspaper company, last year. It had gone through years and years of deep cuts, gutting foreign coverage, really trimming back, not even trimming, slashing coverage at its major papers like the Miami Herald, San Jose Mercury News, Philadelphia Inquirer, and ultimately still wasn't able to placate Wall Street, had to sell itself. Tribune is also being forced to consider selling off some of its assets or even selling itself entirely as a way of taking care of investors upset over value.
Well, in the wake of this decision, what's happening now in Los Angeles?
Well, publisher Jeffrey Johnson and the editor there, Dean Buckay, had both insisted to their bosses they could not accept additional cuts. They could not cut the newsroom another 15%. They couldn't cut another $10 million by the end of this calendar year. Month later, what happens? Jeffrey Johnson's bosses fire him. Dean Buckay looks like he's going to stay on a little bit. The new publisher is coming from the Chicago Tribune newspaper, once the flagship of the Tribune Company. He's very much a company guy, and the two men seem as though they're going to attempt to work together. The real question is whether this changes the dynamic. After all, unless Tribune sells off its assets or reshapes itself significantly as a company, it's going to be in a very difficult position to forestall further cuts.
Is there some other way that they can sort of get to where they need to be on the bottom line without making these big staff cuts?
Well, at the moment, Tribune has followed a strategy where it has sought to buy back stock as a way of reducing the number of shares that actually tends to push up the value a bit. It sold off a few television stations. It's taken some moves around the edges. So far, that's been what investors have suggested is a modest first step. Here, what they could do is they could sell some of the smaller newspapers that are particularly the ones that are less profitable. They could sell off the entire television division. They own about two dozen television stations. If that were the case, generate enough money to take the company private might be one way to insulate itself from the demands from Wall Street.
Thank you, David.
Always good to be here.
NPR's David Folkenflik.